The last couple of days, we've been talking about the sugya here on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara mentions in Machlokas Amaroyim, what's the din if you only have chos, if you only have chazeres, what do you do in terms of the brocha al achilas mor? Rav Huna holds that if you only have chosa, that even if you only have chosa, it's the same halacha. You metabel, tibul rishon, tibul sheni, karpas, and mor, you metabel the chosa. But you make the brocha al achilas mor on the second tibul, because the mitzvah of mor is fulfilled in the second tibul. Rav Chisda claims that the brochas are changed if you only have chosa. Rav Chisda says that if you don't have another yerek, then you are metabel the chosa both for tibul rishon and tibul sheni, but as opposed to a situation where you have another yerek, where you make a bar pi adam on the other yerek for karpas, then you make a brocha al achilas mor on the chosa, if all you have is chosa, then the brocha al achilas mor has to be recited on the tibul rishon. That's his sheet. Why is that? So we talked, there's a big machlokes harishonim, what does he mean? So Rav Chisda is saying that the mitzvah is fulfilled b'tibul rishon if you only have chosam. That la'achas shemi le'kreser and menachosam avarech aleh, you can't fulfill the mitzvah after you've had an achila rishona. So it must be, if you only have chosam, then you should make the bracha achilas mar b'tibul rishon and fulfill the mitzvah of mar b'tibul rishon. What's the purpose of the tibul sheni? That's a hekel tinokos. But really, Rav Chisda holds that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of mar b'tibul rishon against Rav Huna. Or perhaps Rav Chisda is not arguing against Rav Huna in terms of when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of mar. Maybe even he admits that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of mar with the tibul sheni, even if you used chasa for the tibul rishon. All he's saying is that it doesn't make any sense to make a bracha al achilas maror for an achila shniya after you've already had an achila rishona without a bracha. It's a zilzal to the bracha. You got to make the bracha at the first achila. So he says, bring the bracha earlier. Make the bracha al achilas maror on the tibul rishon, even though you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of a tibul sheni. Now, how does that make any sense? You're making a bracha sa mitzvah for the tibul rishon, and yet the mitzvah is only going to be fulfilled later. So he says, we have a precedent for that. Tkia shofar. When it comes to tkiya shofar, we have two parts to the mitzvah. We have a tkiyos demiyusha, a tkiyos demiumad. We make the brichas ha-mitzvah on the tkiyos demiyusha, even though we're really fulfilling the mitzvah, I'll say the brachas, he says. The ikka mitzvahs, I'll say the brachas, against the rif. Zaptosvis, you see from shofar, that you can make a brichas ha-mitzvah even before you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah. You make the brichas ha-mitzvah on the maisa mitzvah, on the tchilas maisa mitzvah. So because we begin the Maisa Mitzvah with the Tkios Dem Yushav, you can make the Brechas HaMitzvah then. Even though the Ikka Mitzvah is the Tkios Dem Uma during the Shemona Esrei. This is what Tosfos wants to say. But Tosfos points out that what comes out of the Sugya is that Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, and Reish Lakish, all three of them, hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan. Reish Lakish certainly holds Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan. That's his whole point. He's trying to bring a Raya from the Mishnah. Reish Lakish says that the fact that we take chazeres for a tibul sheni, even after we have chazeres for a tibul rishon, that shows you mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Because if mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, you yotzei the mitzvah mara with the first tibul. What are you taking the second tibul bechlal for? So the Gemara answers, that's not a raya; it's a hekel tinokos. The Shlokish though thought it was a great raya. So clearly, he holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana. That's his whole memory is based on the fact that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But Tosa says Rav Huna also claims mitzvah tzrichas kavana. How do we know? Well, it's obvious. Rav Huna says that if you only have chasa, what do? You make a bar pi adama on the tibul rishon, then you make an al achilas mara on the tibul sheni, and he holds you're being mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul sheni. Rav Huna clearly assumes mitzvah tzrichas kavana, because if he held mitzvah tzrichas kavana, how can you make an al achilas mara b'tibul sheni? He's already been yotzei b'tibul rishon. So clearly, Rav Huna holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Adds Tosfos, Rav Chisda as well must hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But why? Tosfos claims Rav Chisda assumes that you're mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul rishon. Right? You make the bracha l'achilas mara b'tibul rishon, not just to put the bracha earlier. I take that back. Tosfos says that you're only making the bracha l'achilas mara to bring the bracha earlier, but yamakayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul sheni. Let's get it clear. Rav Chisda holds, according to Tosfos, that you're that you have to be makdim the bracha because lacha shemila kreisa mina chosu mavarech aleh. You can't make the bracha after the ma'isa achila rishon. But even he admits that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of mar b'tibul sheni with no bracha. The bracha that you said b'tibul rishon counts b'tibul sheni. What's his reasoning? Why does he say that you can make the bracha, that you make the bracha earlier? What's his problem? He says you got to make the bracha b'tibul rishon. Why do you have to make the bracha b'tibul rishon? Says Tosfos, if Rav Chisda held the mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, what does he need that reason for? Of course you have to make the bracha b'tibul rishon, because you're mekayim the mitzvah b'tibul rishon. Willy nilly you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah b'tibul rishon, because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So if you eat the chasa, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So of course you have to make the bracha b'tibul rishon. Rav Chisda doesn't want to even hold that. He wants to say that you're mekayim the mitzvah b'tibul sheni, but if he holds mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, his hands are tied. You're going to be mekayim the mitzvah b'tibul rishon. And then of course you have to make the bracha b'tibul rishon. So what does he have this newfangled idea that because you already had an achila rishon and more, it doesn't make any sense to make the bracha for the second tibul? Of course you have to make the bracha for the first tibul of mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Rav Tosfos, Rav Chisda must admit to Rav Huna, to Reish Lakish, that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. He asks, kol amoroi, he says. All of the amoroim in the sugya have to hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, as we've described. So this is the hemshech of Tosfos that we come to. With the whole background, so now we come to this major statement of Tosfos. Hashta kol elu amoroi savri diboi kavana. Stomba de misadar asha savar hachim, de itzrich lifzok Rav Chisda. The Masada Rasha says Hilchasak Rav Chisda. Hilchasak Rav Chisda that you make the bracha b'tibul rishon because la'acha shemila kreisa menachozu mevarech alei. Ve'iyein tzrichas kavana pshita de lo yevarech b'tibul sheni. If mitzvah says tzrichas kavana, of course you have to make the bracha b'tibul rishon, not b'tibul sheni. Even if you left out the bracha b'tibul rishon, you were still yotze b'tibul rishon. V'yavara b'tibul sheni, have your bracha levatola. Can't make a bracha b'tibul sheni if yol mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Yol mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. You can't make a bracha b'tibul sheni if yol mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, because you were yotze already b'tibul rishon. So the fact that the Masader Hashas says to Paskin Halacha Rav Chisda Zatosis, it's clear that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So if not for Rav Chisda Svara, I would think maybe you should make the bracha b'tibul sheni. Because mitzvah sichas kavana. So says Tosfos, v'les hilchas ha-kavasei davu ha-dishmuel, this le b'perek ra'u bezden ain't sichas kavana. So if these three amoroyim hold mitzvah sichas kavana, and we paskin like Rav Chisda, so says Tosfos, you see that the halach is against Avuah de Shmuel. Avuah de Shmuel is the Mara de Shmaitza. Father of Shmuel is the father of the Memra in Rosh Hashanah that assumes mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. The ka'omer b'kfa'o v'ochol matzah yotza u'mukila b'kfa'u u'parsim. Avuah de Shmuel says, what happens if kfa'o v'ochol matzah? Let's say someone forced an individual to eat matzah on a Seder night. So he says Yotzeh, he's Yotzeh, even though he ate the matzah against his will. And what's that talking about? What's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talking about? Gemara in Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah says, Shochel el Avuah de Shmuel, Kfoh v'ochel matzah Yotzeh. Kfoh v'ochel matzah Yotzeh. Kfoh man, it's a back and forth in the Gemara, who's forcing him? A shade is forcing him. So the Gemara in the Maskana says Shekfa'u Parsim. We're talking about Shekfa'u Parsim, that Goyim forced him to eat the matzah. He didn't want to eat the matzah, but they forced him. It says Rashi, Avagav Shalom Eskavim, Lot says, Yidechov Es Matzah, Blal Rishon, Shal Pesach, Yotzah. Amarava, Zosomeres HaTokeh L'Shir Yotzah. Comes the Gemara and says, quotes Rava, who says, Zosomeres HaTokeh L'Shir Yotzah, someone who blows shofar from Rosh Hashanah, L'Shir. Because he enjoys the sound of the shofar. As we said, lehislamed, in order to learn, to train, to practice. But he has no kavanah l'shem mitzvah, zot rova, yotza. From Shochel and Lavu and Ishmael's statement, that Kfar Baruch HaMatzah Yatzah, it sounds like Mitzvah Saint Tzirchas Kavanah of Rava is also Meres HaTokeh L'Shir Yatzah. That even if you blow Shofar without any Kavanah Lotzah, it's going to be Yotzi as well. So the fact that Gemara Pshita, Hainu Hach, what's Rava saying? Zoso Meres always means that we have statement number one, and we're going to extrapolate from statement number one to say something special. But if the statement you're making is really the same as the other statement, so then what's the Zoso Meres? It's like saying, you know, you could be also in the midst of tzitzis if you wear, a woolen garment. You know, if you wear a woolen garment that's a certain size, that's a minimum size, and you can also be yotzi if you wear a little bit bigger than that. Of course, if you're yotzi with a smaller size, you're yotzi with a bigger size. It's the same thing. Well, what's the kfar v'ochel matzah is mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, right? Kfar v'ochel matzah yotzi, that means mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. So why is Rebbe saying zos ha'mas ateya chiddush based on shalchua avuah d'shmuel, based on what avuah d'shmuel they said to avuah d'shmuel ateya chiddush atokel sheyotzi kainu hach. That's mamish kfar v'ochel matzah yotzi. It's the same halacha. So the Gemara says no. Ma'u the tema hosa mechol matzah rachmana v'ha'ocha. Abel hocha zichron truah k'siva ha'imasazik ba'amahu chomash malam. Says the Gemara, no, there's a havamina. Maybe there's a chiluk between kfar v'ochel matzah and atokel shir. Then maybe I think kfar v'ochel matzah is yotzi because the Torah says echol matzah or erev tochel matzahs. Ochal and he ate. So I would think maybe Kfar V'Ochal Matzah is Yotze. Even if Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana and Kfar V'Ochal Matzah he ate without Kavana, he ate Bakorcha, I would think he's Yotze anyway because the Torah says Barav Tochal Matzah. And what did he do? He did a Maisachila. He did a Maisachila. It should be enough. But by Shofar, I think it's different because the Pasuk says Zichron Trua. And Zichron Trua sounds like you need zichron, you need some machsheva salev, you need some kavana salev. So I would think that by shofar, zichron shuak said that this is just a misasik ba'alma. It's not really misasik. Misasik means you don't know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, it's just you don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah. So I would think that if you don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, is felt in zichron shuak. It's missing, something lacking in zichron shuak, and you're not going to be yotzer. Kamash malon says, Rava, no. Rava says, tokeh l'shir, is Yotza, the Gemara says, Kesav HaRava, Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavanah. This is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's a Pesah HaVamina to be Mechalek between Kfar V'Ochel Matzah and Tokeh L'Shir. But Rava says no, and that's Rava's Chiddush. Rava's Chiddush is not just Kfar V'Ochel Matzah Yotza, but even Tokeh L'Shir Yotza. Because I would think Kfar V'Ochel Matzah Yotza, even if Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. Even if Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah, Kfar V'Ochel Matzah Yotza, because you did what the Torah asked you to do, you did an Achila. But I think that you need Kavanah by shofar, takamitzus tzrichas kavana by shofar, but kfar v'ochel matzah is somehow different, right? So says Rava, no, even by shofar, tokeh l'shir yotza, mitzus tzrichas kavana, even by shofar. And that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So says Tosfos over here by us, kulu amaroi d'hocha argue with Avuah d'Shmuel. Avuah d'Shmuel holds kfar v'ochel matzah yotza. Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Rav Shlokish, they all hold mitzus tzrichas kavana. So they obviously argue. Avuah d'Shmuel seems to be saying mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. And we paskin, says Tosfos, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. This is what Tosfos wants to say. This is point number one in Tosfos. But then Tosfos hears another point. What does he say? Final words of Tosfos. You must read this Tosfos. Every nekud in this Tosfos. You got a chazan Tosfos over Shabbos. Every nekud in this Tosfos, slowly and carefully, there's so much here in this Tosfos. What's his final salvo? What's his final word to us? So it says Tosfos, V'hosom l'maisi me'ochlo b'lo miskavim, v'shum t'l'gabi achila lo b'inan kavona k'ulehai k'ma b'tfilo utkim. V'shum ochi nami l'maisi hocha b'raisos d'hosom d'bo kavona, d'gabi tfilo utkia b'oi kavona t'fei k'defrishis. What's Tosfos talking about? First glance, it sounds like Tosfos, just, you know, it's like an innocuous statement of Tosfos. Just telling you, he's fiddling with the rayas. There are some rayas in our Gemara to mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. There are some rayas in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah to mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So Tosfos is just saying, you know, okay, they don't bring the rayas here, that they bring there, and there, they don't bring them here. You know, and you say, Shalom al Yisrael, let's go vayta. Don't go vayta. Tosus is saying a mouthful. It's a murder to your soul, Tosus is saying. He says, Hosam lo maisi me'ochlo b'lo meskavin. What's the raya that we have over here? Gemara wants to bring a raya that kuf yudalat of a base. Gemara says, where's the machlokas tanoim? Forget the Amoraim, tanoim, that's before the Amoraim. There are two brises. Rabbi Yossi says, Avo b'shatibel b'chazeres mitzvah l'havi l'fanam chazeres v'charoses v'shnei tavshim. From that it sounds like what? Rabbi Yossi holds what? Mitzvah sichos gavana, mitzvah sein sichos gavana. What do you think? What do you think? Pashup shah, what do you think? Mitzvah sichos gavana, mitzvah sein sichos gavana. Mitzvah sichos gavana. And he says, even though you had the chazeres for the tibul rishon, mitzvah lahavi lefan of matzah the chazeres v'charoses. Remember that was the Ramban's kasha. It sounds like it's not just a heker latinokos, it's a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? But you would say with the first tibul, mitzvah sein sichos kavanah. Zok the rishonim, the Palomar and others, you see, Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvahs sichos kavanah. So without kavanah, you weren't yotze with the tibul rishon. That's why it's a mitzvah to bring the chazeres again. But there's another brisa that says fakir. The Gemara says, the Gemara Kuf Yadala says, Tanoi, the Shaila of Mitzvah Sichos Kavanah, Mitzvah Sichos Kavanah, Machlok is Tanoi. I'm not being mechadish anything. The Gemara says it. What's the other brisa? Ochlan demay yotza, ochlan below meskavin yotza, ochlan lachatzon yotza, levan shlo yishav in achilu lachaberti yosem echidei achilu pras. Remember that brisa? We talked about every nekuda in that brisa. Ochlan demai marshal demai marshal tevel tevel daraisa tevel darabana. Remember the shagis arias? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. What does the brisa say? Ochlan belo miskaven yotze. It's mafurish. That tana holds ochlan belo miskaven yotze. Mitzvos ein shirchas kavon. Right. That tana holds mitzvos ein shirchas kavon. So says Tosfos, why doesn't the Gemara Rosh Hashanah bring this price? There are two Tanaim over here. One says Mitzvah Sichos Kavanah. One says Mitzvah Sein Sichos Kavanah. What's the problem? There's a whole block in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara goes back and forth with Rayas. Rayas back and forth. Chavchesam Leveis, Chavtesam and Aleph. What's going on? They left out the Gemara Pesachim. They didn't know the Gemara Pesachim. Pesachim comes before Rosh Hashanah. They knew the Gemara Pesachim. Why did they leave it out? It says Tosfos, I'll tell you why they left it out. Because these brises are talking about achila. Achila samara. Who says you can extrapolate from achila samara to other mitzvahs? Tosfos says, Hosam lamaisi me'ochlo b'lo miskavim mishem b'lgavi achila lo b'ina kavana kulei haikim al b'tfilo tkiya. The brises that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah quotes are talking about tfila, they're talking about tkiya. So even if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, he might still claim that by achila you don't need kavanah. There's no raya from ochlo below miskavin the mitzvahs ain't sirichas kavanah, says Tosfos. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah feels that there's no raya from this brisa that mitzvahs ain't sirichas kavanah. Maybe talk about mitzvahs sirichas kavanah, but this is talking about achila. Achila is different for some reason. Achila is different. So that's why the Gemara Rosh Hashanah doesn't quote from this brisa. This brisa is talking about achila. That brisa is talking about, those brises are talking about tefila and tkiya. Tefila and tkiya are different. Maybe talk a mitzvah shichas kavana. But by achila it's different. So you can't tell me, oh, you see by achila. Oh, it says achila b'lam eskavin. You see mitzvah sein shichas kavana. No, this is achila. Even if you hold mitzvah shichas kavana, maybe by achila mitzvah sein shichas kavana. So there's no raya from this brisa to what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is talking about. Very interesting. So of course we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. Why is Achila different? Why is Achila different? But that's what he says. And then he mentions the reverse as well. Mishamochi nami la maisi hocha brises da hasam de bo kavana gabit fila utkia de bo kavana de gabit fila utkia by kavana tfeke the frishes. So says Tosfos, for the self same reason, that's why our Gemara doesn't quote the brises of Rosh Hashanah. Because even if you'll show me a brisa that says that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, it's no raya to achila. Because maybe achila doesn't require kavana. So you can't bring me a raya from tkiya and shofar, because tkiya and shofar require more kavana than achila. So never the twain shall meet. The two sugis have nothing to do with each other, says Tosfos. Our sugis talking about mitzvahs tzrichas kavana by achila. That's one nakuda. Rosh Hashanah is talking about mitzvah sirus kavana, by tefillah and tkiyah. It's a different tchum, it's a different area. And you can't compare the two. Because even if you hold mitzvah sirus kavana, it could be by achilah, you don't need kavana, so you can't bring a raya from one to the other. This is what Tosa says in our sukkah. Of course, we have to understand why is achila different. Why should achila be different? Tosus is the first rishon here in the sugya that throws out this idea that maybe achila is different. It's a general machlokas whether mitzvah sirus kavana, mitzvah sein sirus kavana, but somehow Tosus is thinking that achila might break the rules. That even if you'll say mitzvah sirus kavana, but by achila you might not need kavana. So the discussion of mitzvah sirus kavana, mitzvah sein sirus kavana in our gemara. It's not the same as the discussion in Rosh Hashanah. The emes is, you're not really forced to say Tosus is chilek to explain why the Gemara Rosh Hashanah didn't bring a raya from our brises here in Sofer. There's another reason why the Gemara Rosh Hashanah didn't bring the raya from the brises. What's that reason? What's that reason? Why not? Yes, Ephraim. Exactly. The Gemara Pesachim is talking about what? Mora de Rabbanan could be different. Maybe the Shiloh, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah is by the Raisis. But maybe even if Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah by the Raisis, who says Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah by the Rabbanans? So you can't bring me a Raya from Ochlo Belo Miskaven that in Kol HaTorah Kula Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. We're talking about Mora de Rabbanan over here. Mora de Rabbanan could be different. Who gives that answer? That's Tosus' answer. Tosus? Not himself, but in Rosh Hashanah. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah, on Chav Chesam and Aleph, he says on Rava, Amar Rava is also Meres HaTakele Sheyotza, the mitzvah Zayn Tzrichas Kavan. The Perek Arbe Psochim Mashma, Davi plukta, davi aviu lefana betal bechazeres. Diktani begemara ochlo demai yotza, ochlo belamaskavin yotza. Vidav brais etanya rabbi yosi omer av bishetoval bechazeres mitzvah lehavi lefana bechazeres vecharoses, etc. Vidiakasam akor chaklam isha mekeira, etc. It says Tosvis, vahashka masha hutzrach rova ledaktik mikan. What does Rava have to be medaktek from Avuah de Shmuel, Zosomeres, Atokel, Lashir Yotza? What does he need Avuah de Shmuel for? It's the Chabraisa Mefureshes. He should quote the Braisa and say, you see from here, Mitzvah Saint Shiras Kavan, Avuah Bala Miskavan Yotza. The Hava Minas Estos is Hainu the Yerokos de Rabboni, Avu Mitzvah Daraisa Boy Kavan. Because I'd have a Havamina, maybe that's talking about Mora de Rabbanan. And maybe by the Rabbanan's mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavanah. Chazal v'mo mekel. Maybe by the Raisa's mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. But by the Rabbanan's Chazal v'mekel to say that mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavanah. It's not really such a strange thing for Tosus to say. The emes is, if you look at the Magen Avraham and Simon Samach, the Shulchan Aruch and Ilchus Kriyishma quotes 2 days whether Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavanah. Both opinions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz who says that the whole Shaila is only by the Raisas, but by the Rabbanans, even those who are Machmer by the Raisas will be Mekel by the Rabbanans to say that Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavanah. So that Shita that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Radvaz, that's Tosis in Rosh Hashanah. That there's a chilek between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. That the whole Chumrah, according to that sheet of the Mitzvah Sirus Kavanah, that's by the Raisas, but by the Rabbanans, we can be making. It says Tosus, that's why Rava didn't bring a raya from the Braisa and our sugya, because we're talking about Mora de Rabbanan. By Mora de Rabbanan, maybe everyone admits that Mitzvah Sirus Kavanah. Not everyone, Rabbi Yossi doesn't admit, but there's no raya from that Tana, that Ochlo Bala Miskaven Yotz, the Mitzvah Sirus Kavanah, because there's more of a reason to be Megil by Mora de Rabbanan. So maybe that Tana would hold by Daraisis, the Mitzvah Sirus Kavanah. So that's why Rava doesn't quote that Tana. He's Medayek from Avuah de Shmuel. Avuah de Shmuel is not talking about Mora de Rabbanan. What's he talking about? Matzah, Daraisa, Barev Toshma Matzahs. So if Avuah the Shmuel says Kvav Achol Matzah Yotza, from that you see the mitzvah Saint Yitzchak. Okay, this is Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. So there are two reasons. The Bali Tosfos give two reasons why Rava doesn't bring a raya from the Tana in the Brisa on Avkuf Yedaleh of the base. Either because maybe Achila is different, even if Mitzvah Shiras Kavana, but by Achila maybe Mitzvah Shiras Kavana, or maybe Mara Derabanan is different. Even if by Darais is Mitzvah Shiras Kavana, but by Derabanan we'll say the Mitzvah Shiras Kavana. Questions? Okay. Yes. Just a second. Go ahead.
He's paskening that by the Rabbanan.
He's not saying that everyone says like that. He's just paskening that way. But I'm saying the svara that the Radvaz has, that's really what Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says.
Also, doesn't granted a rule of Shmuel is fine for Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos
That's the next question. Excellent point. Good. Benji is alluding to the obvious question. Okay? So we have two shittas. We have Tosfos in Psachim, our Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Why Rava didn't quote from the Brisa of Kuf Yud Aleph Beis? Let's try to understand this Tosfos though. Our Tosfos. I mean, we have Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah in our back pocket. But let's put it aside for a moment. What did our Tosfos say? Tosfos says that Rava doesn't bring a raya from the Tana of the Brisa on Kuf Yud Aleph Beis because that's talking about Achila. Rava's talking about Mitzvah Shiras Kavanah in general. Maybe even if Mitzvah Shiras Kavanah were by Achila, he'll admit that Mitzvah Shiras Kavanah. What does Rava bring a raya from? Frek Benji, Rava's raya from Avuah de Shmuel is talking about Kfa'ova Ochol Matzah, Kafu Parsiyan, Kfa'ova Ochol Matzah, Yotzah. Amarava is also Meres at the Kelisha Yotzah. How can he bring a raya from Avuah de Shmuel? That's Doch Achila. Yotzah, because Mitzvah Saint Yotzah Gavana by Achila. How can you bring a raya by Shofar? How can you bring a raya that by Shofar? By Shofar, Mitzvah Saint Yotzah Gavana. Maybe Taka Mitzvah Saint Yotzah Gavana by Shofar. But Achila is different. You just told me Achila is different. What's Tosfos talking about? It's Mamash Apela. Tosfos Apela. He says, Rava doesn't bring a raya from the Brisa and Kuf Yud Aleph Beis because that's talking about Achila. But Rava does bring a raya from Achila. Not Achila Smor or Achila Smatzah. How does he bring a raya from Achila Smatzah? Maybe Mitzvah Shiras Kavanah, but Achila is different. So that's why Avuah de Shmuel says, Kfal Vachal Matzah, Yotzah. It's Mamash Apela. You read the Tosfos and you say, did I miss something here? So that's the Marsha's Kasha. The Marsha's, you just can't get past the Marsha. Marsha got it. Let's take a look at the Marsha. So it's a short Marsha, but it's such an obvious question, and you have to stop on this Marsha, even if you don't learn all the Marshas. Some people learn all the Marshas. But even if you don't learn all of them, but this is one that you have to learn. Because if you don't learn this, then you're not understanding Tosfos at all. What does the Marsha say? Sarachiyon, Frank the Marsha. Sarachiyon lechalei kosam beochi. The Rava maisi hosam mekfov ochal matzah tkiya. Ayin sham betosus teretz achabazim. The Marsha asks, what's Tosfos talking about? Achila is different? Rava's whole raya is from kfov ochal matzah. That's all about Achila. So adds the Marsha, look at Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, you'll see there's a different answer. Meaning the Marsha was troubled with this Tosfos. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. Because he gives an answer that doesn't seem to work with Rava. So he says, but look at Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah. There happens to be another answer on the books to this Kasha. So, you know, Vitzarachin, that's Tzarachin on Tosfos himself, and Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah is sitting pretty. But you can't just machavek with Tosfos himself. I mean, Tosfos knew the Gemara. They knew how to learn. So what's going on? So the Karnei Re'en, here in those Aleph, in the bottom of the Marsha, he suggests an answer. Tanya Reim says, L'das HaTosus L'chalik, Dechi Dirotza Bachi Loso, Kim Kein Kevon Shenene Vadei Mahani, Af Belo Kavona. Masha'en Kim Bekvo Al Achiloso L'choshev Zeki Misasek B'chalovim, Mishim Darei Enel Chovetz Bachi Loso. Mishim Hochi Bekvo V'ochol, Raya V'lav Mehofi. What's the Kanye Reim saying? He's saying like this. Yes, it's true. Both the Brisa and Pesachim and Kuf Yudalit and Kvov Ochamatz are talking about Achila. But they're not the same. The Gemara of Kuf Yudalit on the base is talking about where someone eats Birotz. He's eating of his own volition. He wants to eat. Maybe he's not thinking about the mitzvah. He doesn't have Kavona L'Shem mitzvah, but he has Rotzim for the Achila. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is talking about Kfor Bachamatzah, where he's force-fed. Hechilu Balkorcho, they're force-feeding him to eat. That's not Achila Birotzen. So the Kanei Re'im alludes to the fact that why should Achila be different? We're going to get to this in greater detail, but he says the magic words. He says, why is Achila different? Shekein Nen. It's Hanoi and Achila. Somehow that changes everything. We're going to have to understand why. But he says this idea of Shekei Nene, that Achila is different, that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana by mitzvahs Achila, that only applies if you're Nene. So that should only apply if you're eating Beratzah. But if you're eating against your will, you're not Nene. What kind of anah is that? It's against your will, it's Bakar. So says the Kanei Re'eim, listen up, Kfol v'ochol matzah is like blowing shofar. Kfol v'ochol matzah is not a mitzvah Achila. You can't look at it as a mitzvah achila. Even if you'll say that by mitzvah achila, mitzvah achila is kavana because of shekei nene, kfor v'ochol matzah doesn't fall under the rubric of mitzvah achila. Because it's not achila beratzen. So if it's not achila beratzen, the svar of shekei nene can't apply. So it's more similar to non-achila mitzvahs. You are eating physically, but in principle, in concept, it's more similar to non-achila mitzvahs. And that's why Rava can bring a raya from Kfor v'ochol matzah that took care of the Shir Yotzah. Because if in Kfor v'ochol matzah Yotzah, even though there's no real difference between Kfor v'ochol matzah and any other mitzvah, because it's not really a mitzvah achila, it doesn't have the unique quality of mitzvah achila of Shekei Nene. So if you're Yotzah there, then you can be Yotzah by Toker L'Shir as well, even if you don't have Kavanah. Because what's the difference? That's the kind of Rambam's answer. That it's not enough to be a mitzvah achila in order for us to say mitzvah and tzrichas kavana. It has to be a certain type of achila. It's got to be an achila beratzen. Because if it's not an achila beratzen, you can't say shekei nene. So if there's no shekei nene, so then it's the regular din. If you hold mitzvah and tzrichas kavana, so then mitzvahs will be tzrichas kavana by an achila that's not done beratzen. So that's the pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos knew that Rava brought a raya from Kafu v'ochol parsi. But he says that's not achila, really. That's not a mitzvah achila for which we'll say mitzvah sanziris gavana, because Tosfos knew the reason why mitzvah sanziris gavana by achila is because of shekein nene. He doesn't tell you that, but he knew that. That's what the other Rishonim are going to say. The Tosfos says kafu v'ochol parsim. You can't say shekein nene because it's achila v'al korcha. So that's why Rava can bring a raya from there. But Rava doesn't bring a raya from achila samora because achila samora is an achila beratz. Achilas Moras and Achilas Beratzon. So there, Taka, we can't say Shekei Nene. If we can say Shekei Nene, so there's no right that Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, because even if Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, by Achila of Achilas Beratzon, if you can say Shekei Nene, maybe Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. This is how the Tosfos stands based on the year of the Kanei Reim. So why didn't Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah give the answer about Tosfos? Sounds good to me. Now it sounds better. Chil is different. Chil is different. Even if mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, but by mitzvahs achila, mitzvahs en tzrichas kavana, why did Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah give that answer? But perhaps the answer is that there's something difficult about what Tosfos is saying. Even if you subscribe to this idea that mitzvahs achila are different because of shekei nene, which in itself is a chiddush, you could say Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah just denies the whole thing. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah holds that why should I distinguish between mitzvahs achila as opposed to others, as opposed to other mitzvahs? I mean, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah told us that, right? Rava says, oh, so Marisa Tokele Sheyotza, Zok the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious. Says the Gemara, no, I'd have this Havamina, that there's a difference between Achila as opposed to Shofar, Kamash Malan. Could you forget the Kamash Malan? The Gemara says there's no difference. So Tosa Rosh Hashanah perhaps didn't want to go the route of Tosas himself, and because they said, well, look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says there's no Chilik between Achila as opposed to other mitzvahs. Atos is a big chiddush, right? Atos seems to be paskening like the Hava Mina of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, if you think about it for a moment. Achila is different. You did the Achila, so that's enough. But the Gemara says, Kamash Malad, that there's no chiluk. There's no chiluk according to Rava, okay. Tos apparently is saying, we don't paskin like Rava. We don't paskin like that Kamash Malad. We paskin that Achila is different. But it's very easy to say that Tos and Rosh Hashanah just denies the whole thing. He rejects the svar of Tosis, that mitzvah achila should be different. But maybe there's another reason why Tosis and Rosh Hashanah didn't say it like our Tosis. Maybe even if Tosis and Rosh Hashanah subscribes to the yisod of Tosis himself, that achila is different, and that even if mitzvah tzrichas kavana in general, but by achila, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana because of shekeinana. But Tosis and Rosh Hashanah holds that our Tosis' application of the din of shekeinana in our sugya is very difficult.
Why? Tell me, why?
Why? What's difficult about applying Shekeinana in our city? We talked about what's difficult about applying Shekeinana by Kafur Parsi. Okay. What's difficult about applying Shekeinana in our city? Mar, exactly. What Hanoi are you getting from Mar? Mar is a duffer Mar. Okay, the Roman letters are not so Mar, but... but there is Mar that's Mar. Right? Mar is a davar Mar. What Shekeinana is there by Mar? If you need Shekeinana in order to say Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana by Achila, what Shekeinana is there by Mar? It's really a Pella. We've had a lot of trouble with this Tosis. Right? Why does Tosis distinguish between Kafu V'Ofel Parsiim, Kfar V'Ofel Matzah, and Achilas Mar? He says, Rava doesn't bring a raya from Achilas Mar because it's Achila, but he brings a raya from Kaful V'Ochel Parsi. Right? It's not Kaful Parsi and V'Ochel. It's a Pella, right? So we dealt with that, the kind of randomness. But there's a bigger problem with Tosfos. Why is Achila different by Mara? What Shekeinana is there by Mara? Mara is a Dover Mar. What Shekeinana is there? If there's no Shekeinana, so... you're missing the ingredient that you need in order to say mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana by mitzvah achila. What's going on over here? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says in Rosh Hashanah. The Pnei Yeshua suggests between the lines, you got to read it carefully to get this point. But the Pnei Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah, in the packet, it's page 1. He says, "Ulefi zeh." The parak. Let's start from the beginning. The parak. Arbe pesachim. Asher the plug to the tanoihi. Umashlokosu kein leel b'memer davu deshmul gufa. Hainu mishum deikul b'memer dafilu mandam and mitzvah sigas gavana. Filu achim oded the ba'achilas matzah in tzarak gavana mehay time of gufa. The amr b'samach echol matzah. Veho achim. The Bnei Yeshua first says that. He mentions this idea that maybe there's a chiluk between achila as opposed to other mitzvahs. So he says Tosfos doesn't mention the machlokas tanaim about mitzvahs tzrichas kavana and mitzvahs tzrichas kavana until you get to Rava, because Rava is saying a general statement that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana and mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. So on that, Tosfos says it's taka al machlokas tanaim. But on the line of kfar v'ochel matzah yotza, Tosfos doesn't bring the machlokas because mitzvahs achila could be different, so the machlokas tanoim in general, whether mitzvahs gavana or mitzvahs gavana, doesn't it's not really appropriate to quote it until we're talking about a general case of mitzvahs gavana or mitzvahs gavana. Then the Pnei Yeshua adds, "Lefize lo shayech hocha hach plug to the parakah v'psochim, the hosam v'dini mar arbi, the lo shayech taima dinene, masha'en kim b'memer derova hocha." He says that the machlokes tanoim, where the mitzvah sigas gavana, mitzvah sigas gavana, and psachim, that doesn't relate to mitzvah sirkas kavana in general. It doesn't relate to the Gemara of Shoshana, because the Yitum Amora. And there the svara of Nene doesn't apply, he says. So, if the svara of Nene doesn't apply, you can't say Achila is going to be different. Achila Smar is going to be different than other mitzvahs. You can't say the mitzvah Achila of Mar is different. That whole... The Machlokas Tanoim about Mar doesn't relate to other mitzvahs, because by Mar you can't... To other mitzvahs Achila, because Mar is not... there's no Hanoah. There's no Hanoah. So that svara of the Pnei Yeshua that he throws in the middle of his statement over here, it's a little complicated to figure out exactly what he's driving at, what his point is. But that svara you see clearly, that he's saying that the idea of Hanah doesn't apply by Mara. So Lechora, that's a good reason why Tosis and Rosh Hashanah didn't give the answer of Tosis himself. That Rava... The reason why Rava didn't quote the Braisa of Achla B'lo Meskaven Yotza, the Mitzvah Tzirchus Kavana, didn't quote that in Rosh Hashanah is because of Achila. Tosu Rosh Hashanah didn't give that because he'll say that here, but to Mamara, and Mamara, there's no Shekein Nena, so there's no Shekein Nena, there's no reason why Achila should be any different than any other Mitzvah. This is Tosfos. What's clear from Tosfos is that he assumes that even if there is this Yisod, this Yisod that mitzvahs and tzrichas kavana by mitzvahs achila, that even if you hold ba'alma, even if you hold in general by mitzvahs that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, but by mitzvahs achila everything is different because of shekein nene, as we've seen by mitzvahs achila mitzvahs and tzrichas kavana. But Tosfos admits that if hechilu bal karach, if a person is forced to eat, then there's no extra maila of achila. That's totally in the regular machlokas of mitzvah tzvichas kavana, mitzvah tzvichas kavana. The svara of shekein nena, it says Tosfos, doesn't apply by achila bal karach, it only applies by achila beratzin. But Tosfos does say it'll apply by mar. Why does it apply by mar? The Pnei Yeshua says it can't be shekein nena by mar. So apparently Tosfos is assuming there can be a shekein nena by mar. What's the shekein nena? Your nena from a dover mar, what's the shekein nena? But Tosfos apparently assumes shekein nena doesn't mean that you're enjoying it. Shekein nena means that you're accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Achila beratz, right? The mitzvah is to eat the mar. So you are being nena. There is a nutritional benefit in the mar. Or even better, you are being margish in your throat what you're supposed to be margish. The mitzvah is to eat the mar and to feel the bitter feeling. So did you feel the bitter feeling? Yes. So that's the achila that you're supposed to do. Tosfos assumes shekein nena doesn't mean that it's a pleasure. Some mitzvahs are not a pleasure, but we have a mitzvah to do. So when you do the mitzvah, it is a pleasure. It's a ruchniistic pleasure. And maybe it's not a physical pleasure, but that's what you're supposed to be doing. The Tosfos apparently assumes shekein nena can apply to mar. Because even if you're not nena physically from the mar, but you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's an achila beratzin. So it's an achila beratzin. So then Shekein Nena will tell me that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana by such an achil. Okay, I can take the question, but we might be able to understand this better if we get to the jugular, right? If we get to the main point of why Shekein Nena changes everything, it could be that this point will be better understood anyway. But yes, Ephraim. Because Shekein Nena doesn't mean, it has nothing to do with getting a physical hano. You'll see, if we get to the point, it's going to take a while. I'm not even sure we're going to get to the actual point today. But we're setting ourselves up. But when we understand what Shekein Nena is really about, that somehow we're coming to link the person to the maisa that he's doing, so then you'll see it's not a function of getting physical pleasure, it's a function that if he ingests something, so willy-nilly, he's connected to that object, right? He has done the achila. He has done the achila. If we're talking about something that's not achila, so then maybe we can separate the gavra from the maisa that he's done. But if it's achila, he's so connected to that maisa that even if mitzvah says is kavana, and he doesn't have any kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, somehow Shekhen Nena is going to connect him, and it's going to allow him to be able to the mitzvah. So we'll get to that point. But Tosfos seems to be saying against the Bnei Yeshua, our Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that even my Mara we can say Shekhen Nena. Shekhen Nena doesn't mean I'm getting physical pleasure. It means that I'm eating beratzon, I'm accomplishing whatever I'm supposed to accomplish with this achil. But Tosfos posits that achila bal karcha is no different than any other mitzvah. If you hold normally mitzvah sichas kavana, then you'll say mitzvah sichas kavana. You're not going to be yosei with an achila bal karcha if you don't have kavana losses. There are rishonim, at least two rishonim, who disagree even with that point, who are willing to say that mitzvahs achila are so special that even if you're forced to eat bal karcho, we'll still say that mitzvah sein sichas kavana. Meaning they're taking Tosfos to the next level. Obviously, according to them, there's no shayla b'chlal. How can Rava bring a raya from Kafu Parsiim? Let's take a step back. There are some rishonim that hold more than Tosfos, that the chiluk between achila as opposed to other mitzvahs applies even if you're eating bal karcho. Which rishonim are these? So, the Ravid is one of these rishonim. The Ravid makes a comment about the psak halacha of mitzvah sichas kavan. How do we paskin? We keep on going back and forth with the psak. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says we paskin the mitzvah sichas kavan. That's what Tosfos said. The Baal HaMor argues. Baal HaMor al Asar, right here. Baal HaMor argues. Baal HaMor says this. Our whole machlokas. Hoda Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yom Rav Bisha Tovel B'Chazeres Mitzvah Lohari Lufana Matzah B'Chazeres Naktina Minad Mitzvah Sigas Kavan. Rabbi Yossi Old Mitzvah Sigas Kavan. Harif Kosva Bil Chosof L'memer Da Halachi Vani lo nira lanu ela karaba. So the Baal HaMor, Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah sichas kavana, but he's a shitas yachin. I hold we paskin like the chachamim, the Rabbi Yossi. We should paskin the mitzvah sein sichas kavana. Uke ahi de tanya ochlo bala miskavin yotza. Uke de shalchu le lavua de shmuel kafu ava ochlo matza yotza. Baal HaMor says, come on. There's another brayso that says ochlo bala miskavin yotza. Shalchu le lavua de shmuel says kafu ava ochlo matza yotza. Many shittas that hold mitzvah sein sichas kavana. The chachamim de Rabbi Yossi seem to be holding that mitzvah sein sichas kavana. I think that's the way we should pass it, says the Baal HaMor. Comes the Ravid, right over here, Hasavas Ravid on the Baal HaMor, and he says, I think the Baal HaMor is mistaken. For kasavtim b'sechas rosh hashanah de Rabbi Zeira ad de Rabbahu de Polik. The Baal HaMor quotes Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said, Amalei Rabbi Zeira l'shamei ichavin utkali. Rabbi Zeira says, to his shamish, he says, "Be mechavin to be motzi me in shofar." So the Gemara says that's assuming mitzvah sichas kavana. If mitzvah sichas kavana, then you need kavanas hashomeya, you need a kavanas hamashmiya. The Baal Tokeya has to have kavana to be motzi the shomeya, and the shomeya has to have kavana to be yotze. Mitzvah sichas kavana. So says the Baal HaMor, we don't pass them like that. Reb Zeira holds mitzvah sichas kavana, but I told you we paskin like the chachamim de Reb Yosef the mitzvah sichas kavana. So on that, the Ravid says kvar kasatim misagas rosh hashanah the Reb Zeira ad the rabba who the polik. He means ad the rova. Rova, rabba sometimes get mixed up. Reb Zeira ad the rova who the polik. The Omer hatokei l'shir yotz. Yes, Reb Zeira is arguing against the rova. Reb Zeira holds mitzvah sichas kavana, and rabba holds mitzvah sichas kavana. But does he argue against Avor the Shmuel who's talking about achila? So the Ravid know aval ad avur the shmuel lo polik vehecha de kfa'u v'ochal matzah yotza. Says the Ravid, Reb Zeira argues against Rava. Reb Zeira says mitzvah sichas kavana. Rava says mitzvah sein sichas kavana. But avur the shmuel doesn't hold mitzvah sein sichas kavana. Ah, he says kfa'u v'ochal matzah yotza. No, says the Ravid, you got it all wrong. The shanya achila mishan mitzvahs hoil v'nene. Chikain matzino mesazik b'shabes poter av mesazik b'chalav l'arayas chayiv shekvar nena. The raya that says achila is totally different. Don't bring me a raya that we paskin. We paskin mitzvah sein tzirich kavana because avua de shmuel paskins mitzvah sein tzirich kavana. Avua de shmuel and rava and chachamim de rabbi Yossi. No, says the raya. Avua de shmuel doesn't paskin mitzvah sein tzirich kavana. He's talking about achila. Rava. The rabba, he means rabba. The rabba who the yol of l'sham mitzvahs me'achilas matzav lo kaim lan kabasei elav herb there. Rava is extrapolating from Avu Adishmol that mitzvahs ain't tzirchas gavon and kol ha-torah kula, but says the rabbi, he's wrong. Rava's extrapolation is wrong. Avu Adishmol never meant mitzvahs ain't tzirchas gavon. Avu Adishmol was saying, k'fal v'achol matzi yotza, because mitzvahs achil is different. Like the havamin of the Gemara. Echol amrachmano v'ho'ochal. It's taken off. So says the Ravid, I think we should paskin. Mitzvah Sviras Kavan. There's no Ravid from Avodah Shmuel. Avodah Shmuel is talking about Achil. And Achil is totally different. Notice, the Ravid uses this Svara of Shekei Nena by Mitzvah Achila, dafka by Avodah Shmuel. K'fol v'ochal matzah. He's saying, le'inyan halacha, we can paskin Mitzvah Sviras Kavan. And there's no raya from Avu Adishmol, the mitzvah says Tzivas Kavana, because he's talking about Achila. He's talking about Achila Bal Korcho. How can you apply Shekeinena even by Achila Bal Korcho? Apparently you see that the Ravid feels that even by Achila Bal Korcho you can apply Shekeinena. Our Tosus was not assuming like that. Our Tosus was assuming by Achila Berotson you can apply Shekeinena. But the Ravid goes even further than our Tosus. And he says that even by Achila Bal Korcho, you can apply Shekeinena, and that's why he thinks that the Psak Halacha should be the Mitzvah Shiras Kavana, and there's no Raya from Avu Adishmol, the Mitzvah saying Shiras Kavana, because he's talking about Achila. Ah, it's Achila Bal Korcho, so what? Any Achila, for any Achila, you can apply the principle of Shekeinena. If you look further in the Makoros, we'll see on Sunday, the Ran also says the same thing as the Raya. So the question is twofold. The question is, first of all, why should we distinguish between mitzvah achila as opposed to other mitzvahs? Why is achila different? Shekeinena. Okay, say shekeinena from today until tomorrow. So you are being nene. But the mitzvah of matzah is not to be nene. The mitzvah is to eat the matzah. So why should shekeinena change anything? That's the basic question that we have to answer. And what's the nuance of difference between Tosfos and these other Rishonim, the Ran and the Ravid? You see the Ran and Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. Ran is giving an answer to the famous Stira in the Rambam. What's the difference between the Ran and the Ravid on the one hand and Tosfos on the other? That the Ran and the Ravid are even willing to say that by Achila Bal Korcho, they're force feeding you. Even Achila Bal Korcho will say that you can be Yotze because of Shekei Nena. What kind of Shekei Nena is that? You're not even being Nena, it's against your will. That's Gora Chiddush. Tosfos is a Chiddush also. Why should Shekei Nena change anything? But the Ran and the Ravid are an even bigger Chiddush because they're saying you can say Shekei Nene even if it's against your will. How can you say Shekei Nene if it's not Beratz? We'll take a look at some of the other Makaros and the Mitzvah Shem. We'll try to close the circle on Sunday. I'd just like to end.